From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. The Silver-Haired Legislature is an elected body of Missouri senior citizens who advocate for legislation that addresses the concerns of older adults, like payday loan restrictions and elder abuse. But recently, they've thrown their support behind a unique issue, children in the care of grandparents, and the complicated process of obtaining legal guardianship in the state of Missouri. Lois Fitzpatrick is a 76-year-old woman who lives in Clay County. In 2001, Fitzpatrick and her husband agreed to be the legal guardians of their granddaughter. The child's mother, Fitzpatrick's daughter, was in favor of it. According to Fitzpatrick, to obtain uncontested legal guardianship at the time, you had to fill out an application, get the parents' signatures notarized, and pay a $25 filing fee. The county clerk's office would then set a date for you to stand in front of the judge. It was simple, she says. A few years later, it wasn't.
At that time in Clay County, you did not have to have an attorney if it was uncontested. And then when I found out later that the law had changed, I thought, this is ridiculous.
While not everybody may need a lawyer in a guardianship case, many courts do recommend it because the process has become a lot more complicated and is different for every county. An application for guardianship could be 3 pages or 23 pages, and filing fees can run upwards of $300. This variation makes the process confusing and expensive, says Fitzpatrick, especially for grandparents, who increasingly are taking over as guardians in these cases.
Nationally, it's actually been increasing for several years now.
Karen Traylor is a family support specialist for ParentLink, an organization that provides resources and services for Missouri families. She says once upon a time, the state didn't like placing children with other family members because it was thought that if a parent was an unfit guardian, the whole family was too.
But then what they started realizing was that there were plenty of grandparents and other relatives who could provide very good care for the kids that they were just sort of overlooking because of assumptions that were made.
Today, the state would prefer to give legal guardianship to a family member because it keeps the child with people they know. Here in Missouri, around 48,000 children are being cared for by their grandparents. So Fitzpatrick got to work on presenting what was now being called the Grandparents Bill to state legislators. That's when she met Ken Wilson.
Ken Wilson came by and said, send me a copy of that and we'll get it filed. He says, I believe in this and I really want to push it for you.
It's a pocketbook issue.
Ken Wilson is a Republican legislator from Missouri's 12th District. He says that there's a disincentive to simplify the process of legal guardianship when so many people are making money from it. But it doesn't have to be that way, he says, especially in uncontested guardianship cases where family members are involved.
Help shouldn't be cumbersome. It shouldn't be bogged down in red tape. And it certainly shouldn't depend on how much of a bank account you got, whether or not you could hire an attorney or not. That's just crazy.
The Grandparents Bill has been rolled into Omnibus House Bill 1231, which should be sent to the floor for discussion and a vote as early as next week. It calls for the Missouri Bar Association and the state courts to develop a standardized form for applying to be a legal guardian. The Missouri Bar opposes the legislation in its current form. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.